Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. And as you know, every week we bring you someone to inspire you, uplift you, and motivate you. And this is what we have today. I'm so excited because it's almost like part two. If you caught our first interview with Moving in the Glory Rounds with Joshua Mills, we have his incredible wife with us today, Janet Angela Mills, who is also a minister, who has also traveled the world. And so we have to keep this conversation going. I can't wait for you to really hear and understand too how she manages it all. If you saw this and how she got through the hurdles of managing it all, because she does. And she has learned the incredible key that what do you hear me talk about in all the time is connection, connection to connection. You heard Joshua say it. She's going to say it more of really connecting to God and understanding that's that relationship. So we're going to get into it. We're going to have some juicy moments. We're going to talk more about her book club they got going on and how she can actually also open up. So stay open for this hour. Hear what she has to say. Stay connected because we're going to move in the spirit. And I am, Janet, I'm so excited that you are here today.
Oh, Tracy, I am too. I'm thrilled. Thank you so much. We're going to have fun.
We are. I was just loved because your heart is so big. And I know like you're like the mama to the world. You really are. You know, you are. Do you ever notice that?
Well, I am a mama and I do. My heart is wide open, full of compassion.
You are. And I get it as a mother. You have three incredible children who you have raised in the spirit. And actually, I'm going to jump into this with you because you brought them up and I love your babies. And I look at your older one, Lincoln, all the time. And I'm like, what happened to this child? I thought he was just a baby. You know, here he is. And how, like, you know, when we navigate, a lot of times in our world, people say, how do I like help my children stay connected? And the key, because the family unit has been pulled apart a lot. Sure. And one of the things I admire and I really look, and if anybody has never met you guys, I'm here to tell you, this family walks not only in the glory, but they walk their talk. And they are heart-centered and they do teach what they preach. They teach what they preach. So that doesn't happen very often in the world. And this is why I want you to really listen. And you do this with your kids. What have you found as some of the keys and the tools that people are listening? Because it's hard out there.
It is. There's so many pulls, right? And like you mentioned, family is a huge one that we find so many are falling apart. Yeah. And so we've built, Joshua and I have both built our family, our marriage, our relationships founded in Jesus. Yeah. Founded in God. So right there is the ultimate connection point, right? You're speaking about connection. That's first and foremost, the most important connection. And from there, all things flow. And I mean, raising kids is not an easy job.
No.
You know, connection is huge. Staying connected, staying involved, communication. We've always been very close and always intend on remaining close with our family, being engaged every day, knowing what's going on, being interested in what they're interested in. You know, from, I remember actually my labor with Lincoln, and I remember declaring as he was coming into this natural earth, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Yeah. And so for everything, he gives us the ability and the strength when we are connected with him and we're engaged with him. And so God's given us the strength to do, God's given us the strength to do everything. And so we just daily, you know, have to pull on the strength of God, pull on the wisdom of God. I think the key too is allowing you to be you and your children to be them, to recognize who they've been made to be, what they're created here for, and help train them up in that way. And really just remain interested in them, remaining honest with them, engaging in honest conversations all the time. You know, I homeschooled Lincoln, so he wasn't part of a public school system for most of his upbringing. Now he's in the school system in high school, but he was always with us, so close. But in that, I never wanted to put him in this bubble where he would be naive to what's going on all around. So we always had honest, you know, conversations. We traveled the nations all together as a family. So he was able to be exposed to seeing what's out there and what's going on and how to relate to people and things. And so, you know, raising children, is the most rewarding experience. It's a challenging experience. We grow every day.
Yes. They're teaching us always.
Yeah, we lead by example. Yes. So if we can lead with a good example, we're gonna see good fruit come forth, right?
Yeah, I love it. And I love how you were talking about too, because you did homeschool Lincoln for a long time.
Yeah.
And then to still let him see where what's other things out in the world, which probably made it a lot easier when he transitioned into the high school, right? With friends. And
yeah.
And I love how you also said this connection of communication, because that's where it breaks down, because they're faced with so many challenges and so many, and if I think of that, with that bond being strong and the communication, they just can kind of go, okay, you know, like just sort of, they see it, but they don't have to be involved in it because they have so much inner strength and connection. And I love how you've really, what I've noticed with your children, I want people to understand, because as mothers and people raising families, and one thing you've done really well, it's your kids have great compassion, understanding, empathy. Like, you know, I know people that may not know, you know, you got a 3-year-old all the way up to, is Lincoln 17 now, right?
Oh, almost 17, so, yeah.
Yeah, getting there. But you've taught them boundaries as well, to respect themselves. And I think that's a big thing that's been missing, which I love that you really taught them to be open, to come and say, okay, you know, maybe this is what I've been challenging. But they do, they have really good boundaries and really good compassion and empathy.
Well, love is the greatest key, right?
It is. Yeah.
Just letting them know. I think one of the things that we were very consistent on instilling into the children too was a sense of security.
Yeah.
A security spiritually with God, but also a sense of security with us, that no matter, because we're not perfect. Our children aren't perfect either.
What? You're not perfect? What do you mean?
Sorry to let you know. But they know that they can come to us with anything and know that no matter what, we love them. And that's how it is with God. No matter what we do, no matter if we fail, he loves us.
I think that's, and that's
just instilling that.
That's a beautiful thing. And I know this was expressed a little bit when we were speaking with Joshua. And I'm going to bring this again for people to understand, because God is love, right? Yes. And that relationship, and I love how the teachings of the old religion goes, because that's man-made and there's no fear.
Right.
And I say that to people all the time, and I love how you say that. It is love. We're supposed to be in, and I love even how we're going to talk more about, you know, the, your book club and what you guys are doing in the glory realm, because it's so fascinating how many people still think, I did a workshop on Thursday and people were still like, don't say God, that's punishment. And I'm still sitting there going, wow, it's 2000 and what, almost 19.
Right.
And they were like, one lady said, you know, I was at work, and I said, oh, thank you, God. And she's like, you're not one of that. It was all this punishment. And she's like, what? And I'm like, just turn around and tell her God is love. God wants everything for you to be amazing and brilliant. And this is what I love about your family and your ministry and what you put together in the world, is this is what you're teaching. You're teaching that it is love, and to break free of all this old paradigm. It's still there a lot. It's a lot. I see it. You see it. And you guys, that's why I say you walk in this space of love and compassion with your children and everywhere you go.
Yeah, well, can I say, the word says, and above all these, put on love. So daily put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony.
Yeah.
And so harmony in family, harmony in marriages, harmony in relationships, put on love.
And then with that, that's the magic recipe. That's it right there, isn't it? Yeah. Even in the days when you want to scream and pull your hair out and your kids are driving us all
going through it.
And that's a really good thing of how you balance. And I think in our world today, we're so busy. And like you said, with connection and balancing the family and, you know, when your husband's on the road, helping all these people and you're helping all also as well in your own space. And, you know, you minister to women all over too. I know you do those conferences, which are beautiful, and spreading that word of that love and space. And
thank you.
So you do. And it's really what I love is the way you express in your heart. Like, did you always know that your heart emits so much love to everyone you go to? Did you always know that was there?
I did from a young age because of my mother.
Yeah.
And my mother always spoke into my life and spoke into my destiny and spoke into my future, even when I didn't understand. And so I have to really honor her. She's in heaven. And oh gosh, I might get emotional.
Good.
And so I really have to give honor to my parents, more specifically to my mother, because she was the greatest example of love to me, generosity, consideration, thoughtfulness. She exuded that. So I watched her example every day of my life. I watched a selfless person constantly pouring into others, pouring into us and pouring into others. So I knew I had a heart of compassion from a young age because of my mother and because how she raised me and how she trained me. And then just, you know, developing my own relationships and growing up, I can't help but love because of the love that's inside of me. The love that God's given me, I can't help but exude that. I can't help but share that. I can't help but talk about it and live it. And so that to me is the most biggest compliment that I could ever receive is, wow, Janet, I see love in you.
Oh, that, so much.
That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here on this life, on this earth for.
I have seen you sit in a room, just sitting there, and it just emits. Like people just say the heart it emits. And can you explain something for people who may not know this? I know it, you know it, but for people listening, you just said your mom spoke into your life every day.
Yes.
So for people who don't understand what that means, can you explain that? Because it's such a big part of how we can change people's lives. Because people don't always say the nicest things. We hear it on the street. I'm constantly on the street going, I reject that. Not taking that in. Thank you, God. Because all of a sudden my body picks it up.
Yeah, words are powerful. They create after their kind. And so when there's words of life spoken over you, that's what's created. Life is created. And then the opposite, when there's words of death and curse, they make after their kind. And so my mom speaking into my life, speaking into me, she was a woman of faith, great faith. She was actually a minister as well. And growing up, I did not see myself as a minister, but she did. And she would say, one day, Janet, you're going to share about this. One day, Janet, you're going to teach people about God. One day, Janet, you're going to be standing in front of people. And I'd be like, yeah, whatever.
It's our mother saying it again.
And she would speak forth what it says in the Bible in a language I could understand. Yeah. But she would speak life and she would speak purpose and she would speak just loving words over me and to build me up and to make me confident in who I was created to be, because we're each uniquely and wonderfully made. We each have a divine purpose. And so it's unfolding that purpose and realizing and being awakened to what it is and stepping into it and not comparing yourself with the person on your left or the right. Yes, we need each other, but I feel like so many people, myself included, have limited ourselves and what we're called to do because we're comparing ourselves to everyone else. And my mom just really, just imparted confidence. She imparted faith. And I had to walk a really hard journey with her in the end of her time here on the earth. And through it all, I saw a woman of faith and I saw a woman of strength. And when she graduated to heaven, You know, everybody handles grief differently. It really, eternity became that much more real to me because I had family members, older ones, different ones that maybe I wasn't as close to, you know, pass away. But here my mom stepped into heavenly glory. And so now everything became that much more real. And it propelled me into those words that she spoke into my life.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. And you know, you, as I said, you feel that love. And one of the messages, guys, if you're really listening and watching this, what did Angela just say? If you're having issues with your children or you're not sure about something, start speaking good things into them and uplift them.
Absolutely.
Because you're so right. That spirit of comparison gets a lot of us of all our ages, but as children, right? Because we're taught, it's really weird as kids compare, what are they doing? What are they doing? Which really is hard on all of us growing up. And we have to kind of, sure, I would say, deprogram ourselves, right?
Yeah.
And you're so correct. And I really believe, and I can, you know, when you say that, you can see it. It's like, yeah, tell your kids, good job. It's okay if you didn't get that A. Don't compare to that person. Just be you. And
absolutely.
Because one of the things that I've noticed, and you know this, is that when you're connected and you're in that beautiful glory space, and I have to tell you, I just got off the phone with someone who's, he said, Tracy, I don't know what happened in the last year, but God is working so many miracles. I just took my hands off the wheels. And he's in banking, right? So he's just like, this stuff is moving. He's changing lives. He goes, this is my mission, my purpose. And
yeah,
I told him I was jumping on this call with you and doing this radio show with you. And I said, you know, it's so beautiful because like what you say is just, yeah, you speak the good things into your world and into your kids, and it'll change your whole family dynamic and everything that's going on in your world.
Right. And faith allows you to see into, yeah, the now. And so when you have eyes to see, maybe you're not seeing it right now in the natural,
yeah,
but see it in the spirit, see it with eyes of faith.
Yes.
And when you see it, you see the finished result, the promise, just speak that and you will see it come forth. I mean, it's just a principle that works. We've seen it,
yeah,
and our children have seen it,
yeah,
in putting a voice of faith to their situations.
Yeah. And then it removes that spirit of doubt, right?
Yeah.
So then it goes and then they have that inner strength. There's like something when you speak that in and you're just so connected. And I would say, trust, no believe, people, trust, no believe. Like if you just, you know, get in connected, because when you get,
yes,
that hand of God just opens up and there's something, I don't know, I always feel it goes into that spine and it's like, ooh, it's coming. Okay. It's kind of like, don't have to worry about that now. It's on its way, you know, like,
absolutely,
order is placed.
Trust him with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding.
Yeah. Well, we always say we know nothing. So you may as well just give it up and follow the signs. Because if you say, thank you, God, I say, thank you, God, a million times. I'm like, watch in a day. It'll just keep coming. And you,
yeah,
see the signs. Like, this is what I love even about what you're teaching on the book club. I want to talk a little bit about it.
Sure.
I really do. Because and I have to watch your replays. I know I'm in it, everybody. It's so much fun because I always have these classes going on. But the connection and the blessings you give, and really, I love how, and I have the book, so I'm going to show people who are watching because you need this
awesome
book.
Awesome. I've got it too.
Oh, you got it too. Yes, if you haven't got it. But what you've done is you've opened a space for people to be able to have more understanding, because as much as, you know, I go through it and I'm like, oh, I can just, now I just open it like this. Okay. What are we going to read? Like, you know, it's like this, which page today? And so it stays right on my desk and one by my bed. And I'll tell you that I love how you're teaching people to connect, like you were saying, and watch the signs and, you know, getting them engaged, because so often that gets missed.
Yeah.
In a day.
Yeah, we're very excited about the community. I feel like some people, I think a lot of people actually have had experiences, but haven't been able to put a vocabulary to it, haven't really understood it. And so people are hearing other people's testimonies, even in the midst of the discussion in the community.
Yeah.
Excuse me, that's being engaged there. And your testimony produces testimonies for other people as well. And so people are reading other people's experiences and saying, I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
There's something going on here. I'm not crazy. But there's so much available to us in God. And the thing that I love, I mean, I love so much about God, but the thing that I love is the glory is the fullness of who he is. And he has made himself fully available, all of him available to all of us that believe. He's available to all. He's not available to a select few. Yeah. And he's available to all. His glory is available to all. And the fullness of his glory, I mean, just walking in divine abundance. He's given us an abundant life to live in. And so we have to choose to step into that life. And part of it is putting voice to it,
yeah.
Believing it in our hearts. And spending time in the glory, spending time in his presence. And with the book club, you know, you've read Joshua's words in the book. And so then with the book club, I'm doing some live activations. I'm putting my voice to it all. And just really trying to let people know to remain authentic with God, remain authentic in your relationship, and just go with him. Allow him to move you into something new. And perfect love casts out all fear. So many people have a fear of the unknown,
yes.
But just when you're walking with God, don't be afraid. He is perfect love, and just step into the new that he has for you.
That's what I love about this. You actually just, something just popped in and sort of downloaded here. Thank you, God. You said something, and I want it from your perspective. I still hear this from a lot of people. They're like, Tracy, I'm only allowed to ask for so much from God. If I ask for too much, I'm being greedy or I'm being selfish. And I hear this. What do you say to those people? Because I don't believe I ask all day long. And I'm like, and better, because you know better than I do. But
he's the creator of the universe. He doesn't lack in anything. He's got more than enough to give to every single person on this earth. He doesn't have a spirit of poverty. And we don't have a spirit of poverty when we're linked up and connected with him. Yeah. And so he says in his scriptures to ask. Ask and ye shall receive. And there's no cap. There's no limit to what we can ask of him. According to his will, it will be done if we believe. And so we don't have to feel limited in any way, because there are no limitations in the glory. There are no limitations in the spirit of God. He says, ask and ye shall receive. And so just ask him. And if you have a long list, go ahead and ask him and thank him for it, because he's made it available.
I always say, be in that gratitude of thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. That's why I always like to say a million times a day. I'm just like, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And people are like, why do you say that? I said, because it's coming. It's there. And, you know, maybe, I don't know if you're willing to do this. Could you do a little blessing to actually maybe break some of that poverty mentality for people listening? Because I do. I heard it again on Thursday. I'm a bad person if I ask for too much, or no. You know, I have just my needs met. And I said, well, God wants your needs met, but God wants you to go into overflow, because
absolutely.
Then you help more people. You can
absolutely.
Be better out there.
He's created you to be blessed and to be a blessing. And true prosperity is having enough to meet your own needs and more to be able to be a blessing to other people. So he wants us to live in divine prosperity, so that all of our needs are met and that we have more than enough, that in any occasion we see a need, we're able to meet that need and be a blessing. So Lord, I just thank you for these listeners. I thank you for my friends today. I thank you for the community of hungry people. And I just break off every spirit of poverty right now, every spirit of lack, every spirit of limitation. I break it off right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving in the hearts of your people. I thank you for taking the limits off. And I thank you, Father, for opening up realms of blessing, realms of favor, and realms of increase in their lives in Jesus' mighty name.
We all take that. That's a great way I love it. And you know, it is just so beautiful, because this is something that if people could really start to understand that there is no limits there, and
there's so much more.
You're saying that my hair is going boom, 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 and it's like, everybody to hear that. And you know, it's there's an interesting thing that happened Thursday I want to share with you, because there was a kind of a revelation that came through, and I really want everyone to understand more about the Christ and the Holy Spirit and how you get through things, but also, you know, this connection more and this relationship more, because this is the world is going to go through some great transitions over the next couple of years, huge. And I keep saying to people, if you don't get your connection in order first, before anything, that's going to be where the hiccup is, because it's going to be in that connection, in that glory space, that's going to keep you moving into better, 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 while you're watching or hearing things that you're not going to want to pay attention to.
Right.
And so when we come back from break, I want to share what happened on Thursday with you, because I think you're going to love it with the Christ. And
awesome.
It was kind of funny how it came for a new perspective, so we can get people a little bit more connected so they can start living more in the glory realm. So, All right. We will be right back with Jenna. And oh, before we go, give us the website, your website.
So they can find it.
Yes.
GloryInstitute.pathright.com. And Pathright's PathRight, GloryInstitute.pathright.com.
Can they also connect to it on the website?
JoshuaMills.com.
So there's a link in there as well that they can go to. And then the Instagram accounts, I know you have yours.
Yes, Joshua Mills 1.
Perfect. Okay. Because that's where you can find out what's happening and all the events and
Absolutely.
See what's happening. And so we're going to be right back in a couple of minutes. So stay tuned, where we're going to talk more about connecting in the glory realms with Jen and Angela Mills. We'll be right back.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuOS.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., and we are here with Janet Angela Mills.
Hello, everyone.
Yes, if you haven't checked out their book and book club, Moving in the Glory Realms, so you want to get that, before we went to break, we've been talking about some cool stuff on the break we're going to give and allow you to have that shift and be in the space. But I wanted to share something with all of you. And I think, John and Angela, you're going to love this. So on Thursday, I was doing this lecture. And people, when you say the word Christ or Jesus, they get very triggered, right? Because they go, oh, that's all that religion program. Because they get all this programming. This programming right. that comes up that they've been like, I'm like, when did the Christ belong to an exclusive club? Like, I don't right. want all that. This is a holy being that has been able to gift beauty. So I said to them, I laughed. I said, so you're also judgmental about what the Christ really is. Like, did you have a relationship with him and he broke up with you and now you're all scorned? And they were like, what? Because I think this is the biggest misconception about the Christ. And I want to talk about it because people don't. Is they think it's just like if you even just in the Christian group or the Catholic group, like they're so judgmental and they've missed the fact this is a holy person who came to show people what could be done to God. And there's all these judgments, like you hear it, well, I can't believe in that, or I can't believe in that, or I don't get that. Meanwhile, they're trying to figure out why is all this cool stuff happening? Because there's all this misinformation and who's allowed to be connected to the Christ, who's allowed to say Jesus, who's not. And this will trigger a lot of people because they're like, oh, that's not religious, but it's not.
No, it's relationship. He's all about relationship. And yeah, religion has distorted the image of Christ, and religion has stole people's identities and people's mindsets in regards to who he really is and who he's created us to be and the fellowship and the connection that we're intended to have with him. You know, Father God gave us his son to die on the cross for us to live an eternal life and a life that is above and beyond what we can even ask for, imagine, think of, a good, good life. And so I feel like so many people, it's like you just want to take an eraser.
Yeah, exactly. I say there should be a eraser board where you can just go like the whiteboard.
Let's just start over here.
Let's start
over. And you yourself, ask God to come in and reveal himself to you. Yeah. And he's a God of love and a God of grace and mercy and compassion. Yeah. And he meets us where we're at. And he doesn't leave us there, but he says, here, look what I've got for you. Take my hand and I'm going to walk beside you and I'm going to lead you into greater things.
Yeah.
And these are days of greater glory. And it says, you know, it says in the word of God that the days here on the earth are going to get dark. They're going to get darker. And we see that all around us. We see great darkness and we're like, oh my goodness, what's happening today? And, you know, you read the headlines. But it also says, and if you just read a little bit further, that as believers, we have a promise of greater glory. And that greater glory is going to increase.
Yes.
And it's going to cause us to arise and shine. And so we're called to arise and shine in this hour. He's got good things for all of us. It's just a matter of connecting and believing. And receiving. Yeah.
And I think also an understanding that throughout hundreds and thousands of years, there's been a lot of misinformation and misteaching that I always feel was taking to trying to actually separate the Christ from the people. Because once you start to really understand, then you do start to see more miracles, more things that are unfolding like you see each and every day. I've been, the things I'm hearing from people, I'm like, wow, you know, like, this is, I always saw that as separation. And we're at a time now where people have to learn integration
and
really the connection of the relationship of what's truth. Cause there's been so many lies. And I just want to think that I'm going to start to break that off people so they can have that connection.
Yeah. Religion controls.
Yes.
Religion controls. And God hasn't created us to be his puppets where he controls us. He's given us free will. He's given us the power of choice. And so he gives us a wonderful word of advice. He says, choose life.
Yeah, you know, live.
You have the choice, but I'm going to encourage you, choose life.
Yeah.
And so like we have free will. He doesn't control us. A lot of people say, well, God's in control. Well, actually, like he isn't in control unless you give him the ability to intervene in your life and lead you. But as far as he doesn't puppeteer us, but religion does, religion puppeteers and oftentimes controls. And it's not about control at all.
It isn't.
And relationship with a loving. loving Savior.
A loving Savior. And you know, it's interesting, today I was doing this video, it was about that, it's about how many rules are in religion, but life isn't meant to have rules, it's meant to be living, like you said, and walking out there and helping people. And there are, with the dark days, knowing that when you have that connection, I don't really believe, and maybe it'll reveal later, but I believe that the stronger our connection comes, the more we will see, even through those darker days, even more miracles, even more things to bring people to the light, to say, oh my gosh, if I can come over here, I'm with community of people that love me and want to help me and support me. And there aren't, like you said, rules and control.
Right, right. When we're in relationship with Him and we're moving in glory realms, we're moving in God and we're growing in God, He gives us wisdom and understanding. He gives us discernment. He gives us an eye to see. And He wants to invade our daily lives. So He wants to be right in the midst of us making decisions with Him. And so, you know, as things progress in the world and we progress in God, we're going to see these miracles unfold. We're going to see signs and wonders invade our lives and those around us as we're walking in tune with God, as we're walking in tune with the Spirit, and we're walking in discernment. And He's like, you know what? I don't want you to go over there today. I want you to go over here. And then as you go there, see the miracles unfold, because He gave you a divine instruction and you're being obedient to that instruction, you're going to see miracles unfold.
Yeah. And that's one thing that I say this every day. And I really anchored that teaching in, really, when I first had the blessing of being introduced to your family at that first weekend. I was like, well, you got to listen and do everything. Because I think we've all done it, where we hear something like, yeah, okay, no, no. Or yeah, okay, I'll leave that till later. Sure. Okay, really? You want me to do that? What? And now it's like, so your heart goes, okay, I got to do that. Like you said, yeah. I've got to take care of that. I'm being led to do that. And talk about whole new doors opening for you to do that.
Absolutely. There's so many God doors that He opens up when we just go with Him. And you know what? Like, we're human. And so sometimes we kind of bypass some of those little instructions, but we learn from it. We recognize, oh, okay, you know what? I'm going to listen a little bit better. Yeah. This would have gone a whole different way. This would have been a whole lot easier if I would have just listened. We all go through that.
Isn't that? I know. We all fall back to, we're like, oh man, it didn't have to be like that. It could have been so much easier, because we all knew, right? We just knew that if we just listened, and life does take over sometimes. And I think that's a big thing for people to understand it. We're all going to fall down at different times.
Right.
Get back up.
Absolutely. And I think too, it's just learning how to talk to God. It's like, talk to Him like He's your best friend. Like, I'm talking to you right now, Tracy. That's how I talk to my Father God.
Yes. I do the same thing.
Just keep it real. He's real. He's created you to be real. Just keep it real. Yes. He understands every thought, every intention, every motive, and every deep place in the heart of you. And so just keep it real. He keeps it real with you.
Somebody said to me one time, okay, I feel bad. I got really angry today. I was getting angry at God. I said, oh, trust me, honey. I've been so angry. I just let it rip. I said, I moved furniture around in my house while I'm having a temper tantrum, like a two-year-old, you know, going, what? Then the sun came out and then the answer came through. I said, you don't criticize me. There's no right or wrong way of talking. Just talk.
Yeah. Just be connected.
Just stay. Yeah. You know, this, I want to talk about this too, because we were talking on the break. So people always ask me, and they ask it to me, they've seen you guys, like, how do you all look so young? Why do you all look like you don't age and you're de-aging? And so Jen and Angela and I were saying in the break, because there is a miracle cream out there. Right?
And you know what? It doesn't run out.
It never runs out, which is
there's a limitless supply of this miracle cream. Yes. It's, you know, we just learned every day to go to the Spirit Spa. Yeah.
Well, and
you know, people do, they say it to us a lot. And, you know, in the natural, yes, we're growing older, but a lot of people say to us a lot, wow, like, we haven't seen you guys for 10 years, but you guys have not aged. You actually look younger. Why, thank you. That's the glory of God. I mean, you even talked about it earlier, Tracy, and maybe it was just in the break, how, you know, when people let go of the weights that are, you know, just holding them down, and they forgive and they release all these toxic emotions, that in itself you'll see renewal. And it even says in the Word of God that He renews us to our youth. And we just decided to walk with God. And in the glory, there's no age, there's no time, there's no distance, there's none of these natural barriers or restrictions. And so that carries over into the fact that the glory is an ageless realm. And so, yeah, we just apply His glory
all over.
Right? Lord, just cover us in Your glory. And we thank You that His glory is in us and all over us. And in that connection with Him, He removes every spot and wrinkle.
Everyone's taking that. They're like, all my spots and wrinkles are going. Just get that out of there.
No age, spots in the glory.
Yeah, and it is true. And like we were saying on break there too, and for people to listen and understand that because I looked way, 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 way older when I was really out of connection. And I was like, wow, this is what happens when you're connected. And I always say, because for me, when people are like, how come you're so happy? I get this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, because it's when I'm connecting, it's like that feeling, you know, when you first fall in love with someone, but it stays right. over time. It stays right. over time. So that energy, that spirit that flows through is like, which then lifts, like you were just saying, lifts those weights and those burdens because yeah. they're not ours to carry anymore.
Well, laughter is known to be a good medicine. And I don't think that that's only for an internal medicine. I believe it's an external medicine as well. Yeah. And so I know when you're just walking by someone and you see them smiling, I mean, there's something different about them. And joy is a huge key. Joy is a huge key completely in applying and receiving that miracle cream.
All that miracle cream. And it's free. It doesn't, like somebody told me the other day, she's like, oh, I'm spending $800 on this bottle of cream for my face. And I'm like, get connected, save the $800 a month. Like, why are you spending that? Like, get connected, get that weightedness off you. Yeah. And your body will naturally respond.
Well, it says the glory will cause us to shine.
Yeah.
And so apply
we're
that of the Lord and you're just going to shine. You're going to glow. You're going to have that glow.
I can just see everyone now because we have a great group that always responds. Everyone now will be like, okay, I'm good in the morning. Thank you, God. I got my glory cream going. Let's put it there on. I'll be doing this ready to go. But again, yeah. it's that laughter. It's that joy that so many have got away from. So they're trying to function in the natural. And what I want everyone to really hear what you're saying and what I love is get connected, then the stress mm-hmm. will start to come up. Doesn't mean we don't have stressful days. So we do. Sure. It's a human thing. But that really beautiful miracle cream starts to flow.
Right. We encounter those stressful situations a bit differently, right?
Yes.
And we learn to react with faith rather than fear or stress or, you know, disheartening situations. We come to react to all of those much differently.
Yeah.
When we know, the glory.
This is a good point. So when someone says, I don't know how to trust, what do you say to them when they've lost their trust? Because they've lost their way because we've been there. But what do you say to that person that's maybe struggling with something or they're like, I've been asking God, am I asking the wrong way? I just don't trust anymore. What do I do? Like, that's a big word, right? Trust, because faith is trusting that God's got your back. And then it's
And I think when somebody doesn't trust, there's an element of fear there.
Yeah.
Fear has caused them the inability to trust. And so for me, well, what are you afraid of? What is it that is gripping you where you feel like you can't trust? And then just going deep into that and just breaking that off of them.
Yeah.
And then it comes to a point where you have to let go and let God.
Yeah. I love that.
People, they want to hold on. Okay. Well, I know the answer, but they want to hold on still. And this is where you have to learn the key to receiving. So many times we're taught how to give, but there's a huge key that we need to learn, and that's in receiving, because we have to be able to receive so that we can be able to give. And so we have to be able to receive, and that is going to, we're going to have to be able to let go of things in order to let God do what he wants to do.
Do you think that sometimes too, that fear people don't trust because they're so afraid that if they really let God in, that they're going to really experience what real love is.
Yeah, I think so. And I think they're going to know that there's going to be massive transformation.
Yeah.
And some people don't know what that's going to look like. So that creates a little bit of intimidation. because a lot of people, especially ones that are very organized and goal focused, they have absolutely plans.
That's
so
a plan.
The plan that I have. And what if God comes in and messes that plan? Well, I tell you, he's not going to take you to anything less than the best. He's going to take you to greater realms. Yeah. And so it's okay to let him come in and mess up the schedule and mess up the plans, because his plans are ultimately the best. And I love this scripture in Proverbs: in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Yeah. So in all your ways, acknowledge him. And no matter what the path is, he's going to make it straight for you. He's going to put you into that straight and narrow path that he has for you. And he's going to keep you focused and aligned. And so just let go and let God.
Let go and let God, because then it always shows up better. Like, I know when I had to learn to release and then trust that space, it was like, this is better than I could ever imagine. Like, even what I do every day and how many people, it is nothing. Awesome. If you had asked me like 5 years ago, I was like, yeah, you're crazy. But I'm like, so I just go, okay, where next? And it's better than what I could have imagined.
Yeah, your life is a testimony. I mean, I've known you for a handful of years now. Yeah. And to see the journey of provision in body, soul, and spirit that you've walked in, Tracy, is unbelievable. To see the generosity, to see the light that emanates from you and shines from you, and to see the fruit that's coming forth from your life, because you've just been obedient to stay connected, to be connected, to stay connected, and to allow others to come in and experience this connection. I mean, every time you email me, you're sharing new miracles. And I'm just like, your emails are the best to open up. Because I know I'm just going to sit back and give God thanks because of all that he's doing. And there's been an acceleration. And that's the thing with moving in glory realms. You know, we think, oh, it's going to take us this long to attain this. With God, we're in acceleration mode. And in some things, maybe there's a progressive journey where it takes a little bit more time, but we're in days of acceleration where things that we're believing for, we're just going to see come into manifestation as we put our faith there.
It's so instant. You just said, I changed my tagline recently. It says, to stay connected, you have to be connected. I literally just did that like within the last 3 weeks because they've changed everything, right? And I'm like, you just said it. I have chills. And you're so accurate. Like I say, acceleration is huge right now with what we're creating. And I always say co-creation because I'm always like, I'm co-creating with God. I'm co-creating in the spirit. And because we can't do it alone. We're doing it with everybody. But it is fast. You've noticed that, right? It's like becoming, you say it. I say, careful what comes out of your mouth because you say it and it's there instant.
Well, this is it. And I mean, we see how fast time is going by. Like we're already almost at the end of this year, 2018. We're looking into 2019 all the time because it's right around the corner. And I mean, we see time is going, and as time is going so fast, eternity is being poured in. We're just seeing this culmination of things happening. And it's like, oh, if everybody could just grab a hold of each moment of every day and just cherish it and just walk in the fullness of each moment, you know, we would see so much more fruit. And we have to live each day to the fullest. And the only way that we can do that is living it with God.
Yeah, it is. And because unfortunately on this planet, we do eventually, you know, transcend up to heaven. And so I always say to people, you have a clock here and it's going this way. And I'll tell you, like having them checked out a couple of times, I said, now I like my clock. So I get my whole full days, right? And I know that the time is going quick, but I also noticed that we're being blessed in the time. I don't know if you noticed this, that I can get so much done. Like I swear, God, I say, God, give me more in today's time. I ask. And I all of a sudden have accomplished. People are like, you did like 20 hours of work in 8.
And yeah, there's so much productivity in the glory.
So much. Like people need to understand this. Stop going, I don't have enough time. I never don't have enough time. Ask God to give you more time.
Well, we have authority over time because time was a created thing in the beginning. And God gave us dominion over every created thing. And so we have dominion over time. And so time has to work for us.
Yeah.
So you're doing the right thing. Okay, I'm going to take care of this today because this is what the plan is that I feel like I've been given, and time is going to work for me. And you're going to see an increase in productivity and efficiency because God's going to show you how to manage your time better, and time's going to work for you.
And that's the key, where you're saying, with speaking it in, because most people go, I don't have enough time today. How am I going to accomplish this today? And they're already speaking that into their day.
Right.
Why don't you guys speak in and go, I'm going to get this all done and I'm going to have so much time. I can go have a bath, put my feet up and listen to some good spa music, right?
Absolutely. The spirit spa, of course.
The spirit spa. I love your spirit spa CDs. You know what? If people don't have them, I want them to go online and get them. But I've got the healing one as well that you guys did.
Yes.
And I work with these 24/7. I've got it's on my the other one. It's the yellow triangle. I should have pulled it up.
So
Receive your healing. I listen to these ones, guys, nonstop. There is beauty in them that just literally, I don't listen to anything else in the day. Like, I listen to my other music and stuff. I mean, like, when I'm having fun. But when I'm working, this is all I play all day long.
And that's amazing.
I've probably never told you guys that, but I go between those CDs and they just loop all day long. And it has made a massive difference. I can tell you, I gifted the Spirit Spa CD to a lady that works in a spa. Okay, she has her own spa.
Awesome.
And I said, play this in the spa. She was having trouble financially in her spa. And she played that. She had never heard of you guys. She played that. And she goes, about a month later, I was talking to her. I said, so how's it? She goes, Tracy, my business is through the roof. Like, I don't know what's going on. And I said, did you play the CD? She goes, I play it every day. She goes, oh, it was the CD? And I'm like, well, you started to change the energy, and the CD is in part of it, so much glory. It changed the atmosphere of your spa. Did you see that?
That's amazing.
Oh my God. So now she's like, okay, I can never turn the spa CDs off. But that, I've probably never told you guys that, but it changed her financial picture in her spa.
Come on. Oh, that is amazing, Tracy. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, it was the blue. I give her the blue spirit spa one, but get both of them. Yeah. I say to people, I give them all the time because people are like, oh my gosh. And that's how much power. And it's just beautiful, beautiful glory music in those CDs.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's really important to create an atmosphere. And part of the way of creating an atmosphere for miracles and success is by, you know, what you're talking about, the music, glory-filled music, spirit-led worship. That's one of the ways to create an atmosphere for miracles and success. So yeah, joshuamills.com, you can go on there, the Spirit Spa 1 CD, Spirit Spa 2, the Receive Your Healing CDs. They're amazing tools.
They're super
for productivity powerful. And for healing and just imparting peace. I mean, people just need peace. People need peace today. And so they're really great tools to impart peace.
I love them. Can you tell quickly? I know, I can't believe we're getting to the bomb hour. How does it go so fast? Slow these hours down. Spirit Spa though, you run them a couple of times a year, don't you?
Yeah, we just had one in August in Palm Springs. That's where we like to host them. We're working on details for the 2019 Spirit Spas. Okay. But yes, they're usually 3 days and they're just times where we focus on the full part of who we are, spirit, soul, and body. They're sessions, specifically focused to ministering to the spirit man, to the soul man, and to the physical body. And then this last time we had brought in a celebrity fitness trainer that helped do like a whole fitness session. And then we just really, really just cultivate this atmosphere of peace and relaxation and just detox. I mean, just getting separated from the things of this world and just allowing people to come into this safe place to be ministered to and receive healing, and just for body, soul, and spirit, all three persons. And so people can go to the website, joshuamills.com, and look within the next couple of months for the ones that'll be lined up next year.
And all the events are there. And I'll tell you guys, sometimes you'll see the whole family. Sometimes you'll see him. But you got to get out to them because they're so much fun. And what do you have to say, or what message do you want people to hear before? I can't believe we have to go here. But what do you, it's like fast. We always have to do this again. So what do you want to leave with people? What would you like to just say for them as they're going about their day today and getting into the week?
Sorry for that clock.
If you can hear that's okay.
The thing that always resonates in my spirit is probably one of like our life statements is, where there's great love, there are great miracles. And so just be reminded that where there's great love, where is great love? Where is ultimate love found? In God, in Christ. And so when you receive that great love, there are great miracles.
I love it.
Life.
where there are great lives, there are great miracles. And that music is very fitting for that. And because we're love, I love it. And you know it is. And where there's great love, there are great miracles. That is something people could say each and every day.
Absolutely.
Every day.
And then when you reflect on love, all you can think about is, you know, it says in the word to think upon these things, think upon things that are lovely, that are holy, that are pure. We do need to think about what we're thinking about. Okay. And so just aligning our thoughts, where is there great love? Oh, there's great love in you, God. And I know in you, there are great miracles and you're in me and I'm in you. So this day is going to be filled with wonderful miracles.
That is a beautiful way to end. Guys, I can't thank you enough for coming and joining us.
Oh,
for
my honor.
Hour.
Thank you.
So much love to you and your family. I want to make sure everybody checks out the book, Moving in the Glory Realms.
Yes.
Make sure you got yours there. So thank you, Jen and Andrea. Just love you guys. And thank you for sharing all that you have in the glory to everybody here. And
oh, thank you, Tracy.
We will see you again. So thank you everybody for listening again at the Tracy L. Clark Show, and just take this all in and listen to it over and over, because I love that. Where there's great love, there are great miracles, and they're all for you. So thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.